Voice talent Brian Cox, part of narrator. 47, 48, 49, 50. Crime counted aloud, then jumped up from the cold concrete floor for a stretch. He was feeling good, energized, as if he could do another 20 sets of push-ups before ending his nightly workout routine. A 2x4 magnetic mirror sticking faithfully to the center of his cell door solicited his attention, causing him to walk over to it and study himself circumspectly. Attentively assessing his 6-foot, 216-pound frame, crime found his ego slightly being bolstered by the impressive image reflecting back to him. A man who had just recently turned 28, he could easily pass for 21. His arms rippled at an intimidating 18.5 inches. He had no excess flab around his midsection and a broad back which perfectly complemented his muscular chest. Stepping a foot closer to the mirror, he noted the qualities that made for an attractive headshot photo. He wore his fine textured black hair in an 8-braid cornrowed style twisted at the back. He had short ears, a rounded nose, even lips, and light brown eyes with a hint of green to them, which his wife had described as earnest and piercing, yet admirable and enchanting. Elusive lenses, she called them. He grinned to himself and thought of his beloved wife, Summer. A foreboding, almost sinister smirk curled his mouth. "What? You want some of this?" he said suddenly, scurrying back a few feet from the mirror and assuming a taunting fight stance. Then, in an unorthodox style of shadow boxing, he began throwing a quick sequence of jabs, hooks, and uppercuts at a would-be opponent. "Gad is what it is," he sneered, dipping left and crossing over with a short jab. Stick and move, crime." He threw a sharp right crossover, followed by a sneaky left uppercut. "Sink low." He dropped to a squat. "Work your way up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He helicoptered mini jabs, starting from the knees to his would-be opponent's waistline, then sprang up erect. Yeah, I like that. Fight back." Using his elbows and forearms, simultaneously shifting his body from left to right, he aggressively began blocking an avalanche of would-be punches coming his way. Kiss and tell. That instant, he faked right, snatched the air, and kissed at an invisible hand. "Finish him!" Launching forward, he threw another swift series of jabs, hooks, and uppercuts at his opponent until, finally, he thoroughly exhausted himself. For the next 30 minutes, he stood at the center of his cell. Eyes closed, arms hung loosely by his sides, legs spread 2 feet apart, and meditated. Thereafter, he sat on the edge of his bed to rest and think. As was usually the case, his mind turned to thoughts of Summer. They had been together for more than 8 years, and a week ago, in what seemed to be a blink of an eye, they had been married. Just like that, they became husband and wife, Eddie and Summer Jackson. Their bond was undeniable, and he considered himself the lucky one. She had it going on all around the board. Not only was she intelligent, optimistic, down-to-earth, kind-hearted, independent, and as sexy as they come, she was a few years younger than he, both a present and futuristic bonus. Because when he became old and gray, she'd still be spirited and capable enough to hold him down. He loved her, and was determined to give her the very best in life. With that thought playing in the forefront of his mind, he spent the rest of the night devising the perfect plan on how to do just that.